For over four decades, one small jewelry store has quietly held a town's most meaningful moments, engagements, anniversaries, milestones. Founded in 1980, Cajon's Jewelers became more than a place to buy jewelry. It became a place built on trust. 20 years later, a young woman would walk through those doors as an employee, learning from the very jewelers who shaped the store, and who would one day trust her to carry it forward. In 2020, Lindsay Jane accepted that responsibility. Not to change what people loved, but to honor it. For years, the cases reflected many voices. Designers, friends, partners. But quietly, one vision was taking form. Decades of experience, 12 national design awards, a body of work that had been waiting, and soon the cases will speak differently, more focused, more intentional, more personal. A house built not of walls, but of craft, history, and a name you already know. Something new is coming, and it's been here all along. Lindsay Jane, a legacy redesigned.
The Taylor Ranch has a new Bison Harvest Inn, and it's selling fast. I'm Susanna Luthi, host of KPRL's Free Talk California and Rancher. I want our community to thrive one plate of bison at a time. We've got new offerings like spicy bison sausage and a bison club that keeps you and meat all year long and gives special perks like a ranch bison safari. Bison transports you back 100 years when meat was what nature intended. Wild, wildly nutritious, and so very delicious. Order now at Taylor Ranch 1868.
The following is brought to you by G. Weeman Construction, general contractor, specializing in winery and commercial construction. G. Weeman Construction, building America.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Thursday, May 28th, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
SLO County Elections Office faces shortage of poll workers for June primary. Procession for former Atascadero Fire Chief this Friday. Details of these and other stories coming up. Cloudy with showers today with highs in the mid-50s. It's 52 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Paso Tile and Stone on Ramada Drive and Calmetto Lanes. Call or stop by. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
KPRL News is brought to you by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. The County Elections Office is facing a shortage of poll worker staffing ahead of the primary election. A news release from the Clerk Recorder's Office says that eight facilities remain short-staffed, and this could cause some polling places in the North County to be consolidated if they remain unfilled. It is not too late for community members to volunteer to serve at polling locations. The Elections Office still needs inspector roles, which are expected to work the full day, ensuring that the polling site is properly set up and staffed from 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. Inspectors will also work with Elections Office staff to solve any issues that arise on election day. Volunteers will be trained on Saturday. The County Elections Office also says that it will be open for early voting starting Saturday, May 30th, from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. The Elections Office will be open for early in-person voting. The new process will allow voters to cast their ballot and have their signature verified on the spot, allowing votes to be included in election night results. County Clerk Recorder Elena Cano says that she hopes the ability to vote early and in person will inspire many voters to check voting off the to-do list before Tuesday. Former Atascadero Fire Chief passes away at age of 77. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 6:09.
Junior, you know why my TV is turned down so low? Last week, I went down to see Peter Lussier at Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. He's a nice young feller who tested my hearing. He had me try on these nearly invisible hearing aids. See? They ain't got no buttons or nothing. By gum, I hear like I'm 29 years old. Call Peter at Hearing Aid Specialists. Dial 805-460-7385. Or use your smartphone and go to slowcountyhearingaids.com.
KPRL News continues at 6:10. Atascadero Fire and Emergency Services has announced the passing of its former fire chief, Michael Paul McCain. McCain passed away peacefully at the age of 77 on May 17th. City says he began his career with the Santa Barbara County Fire Department and later joined the Atascadero Fire Department in 1971. He rose through the ranks and eventually retired as fire chief in 2000. He was deeply proud of his service and the friendships he built throughout his career, the city says. Atascadero Fire will lead a procession with Mike's family from Chapel of the Roses to Pine Mountain Cemetery in Atascadero on Friday, May 29th, for the graveside service beginning at 11 a.m. The city says attendees are invited to wear Hawaiian-themed shirts or dresses, as Mike enjoyed bright colors and felt that shorts are always appropriate attire. Paso Robles High School's Athletic Department is now accepting nominations for the 2026 Paso Robles High School Athletic Hall of Fame. The Hall of Fame honors former student athletes, coaches, teams, administrators, and contributors who have made a lasting impact on Bearcat athletics through excellence, achievement, leadership, and service. Community members are encouraged to submit nominations for individuals or teams they believe have helped shape Bearcat athletics. Nominations can be found online at prhs.org. Nominations are also due June 22, 2026, and inductees will be recognized during the Bearcats home football game on Friday, October 2nd at War Memorial Stadium. The Paso Robles Joint Unified School District is pleased to announce the appointment of a new Director of District Data, Assessment, and Plan Alignment. Doreen Castillo, with over 18 years of experience in administrative leadership, will serve in this role for the district. The position oversees district data systems, student assessments, and strategic alignment of educational plans, ensuring that data-driven insights translate into collaborative, community-wide success for students, according to the district. Erin Haley, assistant superintendent, said that Castillo's proven track record of excellence and deeply collaborative philosophy will be invaluable as we work together to support student achievement. In sports, Major League Baseball yesterday, the Dodgers beat the Rockies 4-1, the Mariners over the Athletics 9-1, the Phillies shut out the Padres 3-0, the Diamondbacks beat the Giants 3-2, the Tigers shut out the Angels 4-0, the Yankees shut out the Royals 7-0. Tonight, the Angels will face the Tigers. In California news, a veteran in Southern California, 69-year-old Kerry Sharon, died a few days after he was assaulted outside of his home in Escondido. Police have arrested Thomas Butler, a 32-year-old, who is said to have continued beating Sharon even after he fell to the ground. Sharon's family says it was a brutal and unprovoked attack. There's been speculation that the attack was because of Sharon's political beliefs. Sharon's home has an extensive collection of U.S. flags and signs supporting Donald Trump. Investigators say they do not have enough information to confirm a motive. Governor Gavin Newsom has signed a law ahead of Tuesday's primary that prohibits any person, including federal agents, from accessing voter polls or election technology without a court order. Newsom says this is to prevent any interference in the midterms from the Trump administration. Law enforcement officers are also restricted from disrupting election workers, except in the case of emergencies. Local news was sponsored by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. KPRL News Time is 6:14.
Hi, everybody. It's time for your Land and Livestock Report here on the Ag Information Network. I'm Russell Nemitz. Well, hey, it looks like the Dairy Checkoff is using National Cheese Day coming up on June 4th to help promote cheese as a high-protein snack option through a new campaign aimed at younger, fitness-focused consumers. Dairy Management Inc. has launched the Body by Cheese campaign through its Dairy Does More platform, highlighting cheese as a convenient protein source for active lifestyles. Central to the campaign is the Parm Bar, a 2-ounce block of Parmesan packaged like a protein bar to spotlight cheese's nutritional benefits. Now, consumers already love cheese, but the opportunity is there to help them think about cheese differently and create some new usage occasions, according to DMI. Now, they say the Parm Bar will not be sold in stores and instead will be distributed through influencer giveaways as well as social media promotions tied to National Cheese Day, again coming up on June 4th. Dairy Management Inc. says that Parmesan contains about 9 grams of protein per ounce and hopes the campaign encourages consumers to view cheese as a snack food option.
You've probably been told that to reach a millennial farmer, you have to go digital. Facebook, Vimeo, YouTube, Instagram, Pinterest, LinkedIn, an online publication, or maybe a podcast. But which one? Oh, and how receptive is this age group to your sales pitch during non-work social time? Maybe the best place to reach a farmer with a farming solution message is when they are, well, quite frankly, farming. You know, it's easy for us to find them during the day as most farmers are behind the wheel of a pickup truck or farm equipment with the radio on, listening to this station for the Ag Information Network of the West News. If you'd like to deliver information about your terrific product or service, give us a call and we'll connect you directly with our community of loyal farmer listeners. Reach real farmers right here, right now as they listen to what is important to their farm operation. They trust us. They'll trust you.
For the Ag Information Network, I'm Russell Nimitz.
Serving San Luis Obispo County for your weed abatement needs, your best bet is Ken Silva. From half acre to 25 acres, integrity, hard work, and quality service. Mowing accomplished with tractor and flail mower, which is cost effective and more efficient. Clean it and cut it with Ken Silva. Free estimates. Call or text Ken Silva, 805-459-6011.
The Downtown Paso Robles Main Street Association reminds you there's always something exciting to experience downtown. From world-class wine tasting lounges to live entertainment, artisan shops, restaurants, and fine arts to a variety of seasonal events. Whether you're a resident, local business, or a visitor, Downtown Paso Robles is where everything comes together.
Downtown, everything's waiting for you.
Go to PasoRoblesDowntown.org.
KBRL News continues at 6:17. Food and Farm News brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, bringing you truly high-speed internet, faster than satellite and DSL with no data limits. 805-995-4181. America's demand for meat continues to grow, even as the cost of beef, pork, and chicken rises. Industry analysis shows meat sales hit $112 billion in 2025, with more than 98% of American households purchasing meat for daily meals. The U.S. Department of Agriculture is forecasting consumption of beef, pork, and chicken to rise in 2026. Homegrown meat continues to be a staple for America's families, American Farm Bureau Federation President Zippy Duvall said. Despite higher prices at the grocery store, families trust America's farmers and ranchers to grow the food that is put on the grill and on dinner tables across the country. USDA reported the average retail price for beef set a record in April at $9.64 a pound, up about 13% from the previous year. Beef prices remain elevated by strong demand and the smallest U.S. cattle herd in 75 years. Food and Farm News brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, delivering big city speeds to the Central Coast. 805-995-4181 or visit ranchwifi.com. Traffic report brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Thursday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. Weather sponsored by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced locally owned body shop. Cloudy skies today with about a quarter inch of rain, highs in the mid-50s, south-southwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Showers early tonight, clearing up overnight with lows in the upper 40s. West winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Some clouds tomorrow morning giving way to mostly sunny skies for the afternoon. Highs in the mid-70s. Northwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Extended forecast is partly cloudy on Saturday. Sunny skies on Sunday, continuing to Thursday next week. Low 80s Saturday, upper 80s on Sunday, mid-80s Monday and Tuesday, low 90s Wednesday, 87 a week from today. Currently, it is 52 degrees and cloudy in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. KPRL News Time is 6:20.
Hello, everybody. This is Danny from Paso Tile and Stone, where elegance is made affordable. You know, actually, people have told me, I miss your commercials. Well, this commercial is a thank you commercial for all the contractors. We have 35 regular contractors that buy from us consistently. Thank you to them. Thank you for the homeowners for all the repeat business. We had a great year last year, an increase of 33%. So thank you for that. How about we celebrate by giving you prefabs for $99? We have tile for 99 cents. We have luxury vinyl for $1.99 to $2.99. We have buy one, get one free slabs. So come on down to our showroom for our tile and slabs, 3850 Ramada. And for luxury vinyl and cabinets, please come to 447 North Main Street, Templeton. Blessings to you and your family. Thank you.
The season of winning is still blooming at Tachi Palace with Petals and Payouts. Every Thursday in May, play slots and table games for your chance at cash. From 5 p.m. to 7 p.m., four winners every hour can win up to $5,000. And mark your calendar. On May 21st and 28th at 8 p.m., one lucky winner will drive away with an Airstream. The cash keeps blooming, so don't miss your shot. It's Petals and Payouts, only at Tachi Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Taylor Riggs, and this is the Fox Business Report.
The latest numbers on inflation and the economy are mixed. The PCE price index for April found inflation up 0.4%, a little lighter than expected, though for the year ending in April, the increase was 3.8%. Excluding food and energy, the core PCE rose 0.2%, up 3.3% for the year ending in April. The annual readings came in as expected. Also, the gross domestic product for the start of the year was revised lower. Economic growth measured by the GDP came in at 1.6%. More people filed for unemployment benefits last week. New claims came in at 215,000, still in the range of a healthy job market. Burlington Stores is raising its outlook for the year. It is seeing more shoppers looking to save on clothing. Sales were up 14% in the recent quarter. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Coselda. Invested in you.
You know, protecting your home should not be a headache. Many security companies, they lock you into these multi-year contracts. No, Simply Safe Home Security, they do things differently. With Simply Safe, you get award-winning 24/7 professional monitoring around a buck a day without any long-term commitment. Simply Safe, they just want to earn your trust every day by doing a great job. Right now, you'll get 50% off your custom system by going to simplysafe.com/Hannity. Half off when you go to simplysafe.com/Hannity. And remember, there's no safe like Simply Safe.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun.
The Central Coast sun is back. Is your style ready for it? Right now at Michael's Optical in Atascadero, protect your eyes and save big. Take 25% off select sunglasses and 30% off selected men's and women's frames. Whether you need a fresh look, polarized protection, or a new prescription, we've been serving our neighbors for 47 years with high-quality eyewear that fits your life. Please note that discounts do not apply to MSRP lines, so some premium or new collections may be excluded. Visit Michael's Optical and explore the wide selection of frames and find the perfect pair that suits your style and vision needs. Michael's Optical, 8300 El Camino Real, Atascadero.
Look at us, look at us, look at us, look at us.
Michael's Optical.
Email into the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com. Freedom of speech. Ready to go, and it's brought to you by Tachi Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore. It's the perfect Central Valley staycation. Call or text 238-5775-238-KPRL.
got winners, we got losers, chain smokers and boozers, and we got yuppies, we got bikers, we got cowboys, we got truckers, broken-hearted fools and suckers, and we got hustlers, we got fighters, early birds and all-nighters.
The Morning Exchange, KPRL.
Coming up this afternoon, 12:30 till 2, sound off, Eric's in for Karen, and he'll have Randall Jordan. They'll be talking about the election, and then Dan Dow will be talking about the budget needs and the little rift between him and Brucey, the pirate, last week, I believe, at the Board of Supervisors meeting. So there you go. That's all on the list for this afternoon here on The Right Choice. All right, let's see here. I was thinking about this from yesterday, which is extremely dangerous. More thinking. And this has to do with, the $400 million total, at least, bond for the citizens of the property owners here in Paso Robles. Okay. Because, you know, it's $205 and, you know, it's for the children and so forth and so on. But remember the number of $400. But also, again, I want to tie this in with the several things that you need to be reminded all the way till the election in November. You're paying right now on three bonds. You've got two from the high school or the school district, and you have one from Cuesta College. Now you're going to add a fourth. Keep in mind there's a constant attack on Prop 13, your property taxes. That attack won't go away. So you're looking at possibilities. And in the state of California, the possibilities are high of more money being taken from you, whether it's property taxes or elsewhere or from else. So think about that. On what you're paying now in property taxes, it's going to go up, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But also think about some of the other costs that you know are going to go up here in the state. You know your health care is going to go up. You also know we're looking at a possibility of your sales tax going up because of SLOCOG. For a county that has decided that basic infrastructure such as roads is less important than the homeless. Then you have the billionaire tax. Now, you're not billionaires. Maybe most of you are not millionaires, but that millionaire threshold, remember, this would encompass everything that you have. And as already has been pointed out by quite a few people on the news media and opinion pieces, that billion-dollar threshold is going to drop here in the state of California just like it does all the time. So when you look long-term, look more than 4 or 5 years down the road of more taxes, they'll figure out ways to do this. So it's just not this one. There's a whole bunch of things to consider regarding this. And keep that in mind when you're making your decision on whether you are going to vote for another property tax increase. I hear people say that it's insane that, for example, the Board of Supervisors can decide to give themselves a salary increase. Well, usually what happens is, it depends on who's running for election, how the vote will going to go, but usually they, with a couple exceptions over the last X amount of years, they vote themselves. So they have the ability to vote themselves a pay raise. I don't know how many of you out there have that ability, but you also have the ability not to increase your taxes by voting no on any of these. So, again, use the power that you have to make the decision, at least for now. Anyway, those are, maybe you have some thoughts regarding those type of things. And also remember, as was pointed out yesterday on the, what some are saying, scare tactics used by the district with this asbestos, lead paint, and mold issue. And scare tactics have been used before. We see it a lot.
with different entities on, of course, we'll have to cut police, we'll have to cut fire, you know, et cetera, et cetera. So you're, you know, crime's going to go through the roof and everything's going to burn down unless you vote for this tax. We hear that, and I think it's insulting that that's the approach regarding that, to scare people into doing this. But also, keep in mind that this school district that has had financial issues for a while, they just gave management a raise. They just gave them a raise at the meeting the other night. They're wanting $205 million. Because they can't manage money, and they give people a raise. It's unbelievable. So why do schools constantly need more money? Well, one is declining enrollment. And that, you know, I'm sure most of you are aware of that, because that reduces state funding. But what are some of the reasons for the declining enrollment? Might want to take a look at that. Maybe it has to do with the overall results. Maybe it has to do with the environment. Everybody will have different reasons for it. And here is something else that is one of the reasons for schools can't, they never have enough money, just like government. You have pensions and other expenses pertaining to personnel. And that would include health care, which is obviously constantly going up. But here's something else, and I have said this, and I will say it over and over and over. There are underfunded mandates, and that requires expensive compliance, and that's all tied to the cost, which the school has no choice. However, again, this is where I pound it. These teachers' unions vote in the people that put these requirements in that causes this to happen. I don't know if they are that stupid to realize what they're doing, or it's just the typical good intentions that they have. Because you have a lot of things, including from what I've been told, that special education is very underfunded. And that's by law. The districts must provide specialized services for students with disabilities. But I've been told, I have not seen this, but the disabilities are a little bit different than from what most of us would probably think. What they are, I don't know exactly. But like a lot of things, government changes what the guidelines are. So if there's just one guideline this year and there's not enough people, shall we say, taking advantage of it, then we better expand the guidelines so we can get more people into the program, so we can expand the program, we can hire more people who are unionized people, and we can get more money from the government and the taxpayers. It works over and over over again, and again we go it. Let's see here. On the text, with all the increases in taxes, etc., the cost of doing business has also increased. Those increases lead to businesses raising their prices. It's a domino effect way beyond the increased taxes. Well, of course, it is. It is. But we have some people that just don't care about that. But, you know, one of the things that you have to remember, too, is, okay, so what are the results? What are the results? Okay, we're gonna try and fix this. Well, that's been going on for a while, and what the results aren't good. Here's another thing I'm going to tie in with the education, and I know Kenny and I disagree greatly on this one, and I don't know how much money the school district paid or they're paying or considering. I don't know if it's a done deal on this hairstyling or salon stuff could be initiated at the school. And this is because the cost of licensing and, you know, because of all the state regulations in California, that it's very expensive to get a license to cut someone's hair or the cosmetology. I don't know what it's all under. Okay, so what do we do then? Well, taxpayers are going to pay for this. And this is for a industry where the Bureau of Labor Statistics say there's, shall we say, The beauty industry in California is already highly saturated. It's already highly saturated. So I don't know what the prospects are. But my point is, so, all right, I don't disagree that the cost of licensing for many things in this state is pretty expensive. So what do we do? Well, we're going to get taxpayer. We're going to take taxpayers' money, and we're going to make it easier for these people to do it. To me, you're throwing money at a problem. Why not attack the problem where it originates? That's in Sacramento. Nope. We're going to spend more money to try and fix something that was initiated probably by a certain political party. Again, our tax money, in this example, for a saturated industry. It just, well, if we keep scratching our heads like this, it'll go right through our skin to our brains. It just, it won't stop until we stop it and say enough is enough. At some point, it has to end. It has to end. All right, 238-5775, 238-KPRL. let's see, there was also regarding the education, the underfunded part of the special education. Again, that has expanded as well. And then you have issues with the enrollment in the certain areas of, again, in the case of, I guess you could say a lot of the Central Coast, you have an older population. You have
Hi. Good morning.
Hello.
Hello. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, a little better.
Okay, sorry. Technology. I think what's happening, you're making too much sense. I think that's what gets people, is that when you start talking about things and you start making sense, they start thinking, well, we got to do something about it. But then they don't do anything about it, you know? They don't stand up at the school boards and say, no, you don't deserve it. If I went in and asked for a raise after I've called in sick for several days and am late and all this other stuff, they're going to look at me and go, no, I can't give you a raise. You're not even on time. You haven't been doing your derelict in your duties. No.
Well, you know, regarding the raise, we're not talking about people here who are, you know, on the ground. We're talking about people that are making over $100,000 anyway.
I don't. Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. Is why not give yourself a raise? You're doing a great job.
Well, yeah. Hey, you go to your boss. Hey, boss, I realize that almost every product that I put out is subpar, but I deserve a raise, don't you think?
And that's it. You know, I've been thinking about that too. Usually, your pay is based off of the quality of work and the production that you do. I mean, if you don't work, you don't get paid. You know, bonus incentives or whatever. With schools, it's like, well, you know what? Everybody else is getting a raise. We need a raise. The students aren't doing too good. But you know what? You get the students' average grades up above a C+, and then we'll talk about giving you something for that. But if you don't produce, you don't get anything.
Well, as I said the other day, I'd be very careful of that because, in the past, what can they do? Well, we'll just lower the standards.
Right. Then they manipulate. Yep. Yep.
And that's...
Go ahead.
No, you go ahead. You called.
The pay plans dictate behavior. I've seen that in the industry that I'm in, and that's the thing, is that if you say, okay, well, this is a big, great example. I know you've got somebody else calling in, but... there was an incentive that I heard about. This guy came down from the San Francisco area, and their boss came to him at the dealership and said, hey, we're going to give you $1 spiff for every tire that you sell. Well, one of the guys went out to the cab companies and the police, you know, the highway patrol and police departments, and solicited their business and said, hey, bring your vehicle to our place and get your tires from us. We'll give you a heck of a deal. Well, he was making so much money, they had to cut it off. They said, no, you can't do that.
Well,
you know?
I, I give him a high five for the effort.
I mean, that's, you know, you gave me the incentive to do something. I sent you that thing on the Lone Star tick that people are getting bit by that's causing some type of syndrome where you can't eat red meat. I don't know if you watched that one or not, but real quick before I go, years ago I read something, I think it was some type of science magazine. In China, they were taking their waste, their fecal matter, and they were extracting all the undigested proteins out of that, and they were making them into edible cakes. So I'm just cautioning people when they go out, don't ask for the poo-poo platter.
Hey, you know what? I want to go back something about the school and the rates, or just the results. I realize that this isn't going to work. It's too noisy. I got to go. That's too much noise on there. All right. The ticks. Chris, the story on the poll workers.
The poll workers.
You just got this, right?
More or less, yes.
What do you mean, more or less?
Yes, I did. I did just get this.
Oh, okay. So I'm just wondering, we are just a couple of days before the polls open, and I'm wondering how much longer they were going to wait to let us know about the need for poll workers. I know several weeks ago that they... or maybe even before that, you know, they requested if you're interested in being a poll worker. As a matter of fact, I'm pretty sure you did a story on that. And now, heading to the weekend, and the North County could be affected by this. Considering who's running that office down there, I just can't help but think that this is, I don't know, dare I say, conspiracy? Or just, again, in absolute and complete incompetence. All of a sudden, on Thursday, you don't think you have enough poll workers. Okay, and you'll have to probably move some people, which, like last time, led to confusion and people being ticked off, etc., etc. Can we ever run an election correctly in this county? Will it ever happen again? Hi, good morning.
Hi, good morning, Kevin. Just a quick caller. What am I calling this? A tutorial. Can you hear me okay? Is there any background noise?
No, you're fine.
I am hands-free, so I'm legal, but I'm using my cell phone on speaker, as opposed to your previous caller who's using his Bluetooth, and that's where the background noise is. So my recommendation to your previous caller is try that. Set your phone down and use speaker. Speaking of which, I just got passed by CHP, and he's fine with what I'm doing because I'm legal. I'm not holding on to my phone, just using speakerphone.
Why did he give you a look?
No, he's going pretty fast. He's going faster than I am, so he just went written by. Well, I have both hands on the wheel, so there's no way he could have suspected me of doing anything wrong.
Well, so let me ask you, and then everybody else, when you're out there on the highway and, you know, you're doing, you know, the speed limit, but you see a CHP officer come flying up in your rearview mirror, you get a little do you slow down or you just keep it where it's at?
Usually I'll hesitate and slow down just a hair, even though I'm close to the speed limit, although I'm slightly over the speed limit right now. But yeah, no, it makes me change my behavior. Are you kidding? I don't want to get pulled over. But I'll say this, I'm on my drive up 101 heading into Monterey County, and this section of road, as we all know, has a lot of long straight sections, and folks that don't know the area go zipping through here at 85 miles an hour or plus, and I see them pulled over all the time.
Yeah, whenever I see that CHP, and it's, you know, sometimes it's shortly after you get one of these, you know, drivers that are doing 85 or 90, I kind of go, God, I hope he gets him. I hope they get him. I want to see him pulled over.
Yeah, well, trust me, I see that happen pretty often, and I don't worry about maybe exceeding the speed limit by a few miles an hour because they're not gonna mess with me doing 69 or 70 miles an hour.
Well, that's right, because they changed that strip to 65. It used to be 70 in some areas.
Yeah, they changed it about a year and a half ago, something like that. Yeah, it's all 65 all the way up through here. So,
well, one of the things about that strip is you kind of get lulled into, because it's, you know, mostly straight, and there's really, well, I guess there's some, you know, if you like to look at the grapes, you kind of get almost trapped into going a little bit faster than 65.
Well, that's true, but I use I use cruise control almost all the time, and so I just set it where it needs to be, and just look at the scenery. Well, I watch the road some too, but I do look at the scenery.
All right, well, if you really want to look at the scenery, you can get one of those autonomous cars and not have to worry about it and just sit in the back seat with your feet up.
That's my brother's planning on doing. Apparently, Tesla's coming out with a driverless car that doesn't have a steering wheel. It's just like those Waygos or whatever they are, Waymos taxis, except it's far less expensive. He claims it'll be able to buy one for like $30,000. It'll drive him to work, and then it'll go pick other people up, and he'll make money with it. That's his plan. Like, okay, well, I'm not sure about that.
All right.
But anyways, just a little caller tutorial. Use your speakerphone and set it down so that way you're legal and we don't have the background noise. Try it.
All right. Thanks for the tech tip. Appreciate it very much. Going to head this way.
Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage in Atascadero, voted the best mortgage company in the North County. San Luis Obispo County Elections Office says that they'll be open for early voting starting Saturday, May 30th, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. The office will be open for early in-person voting, and Clerk Recorder Elena Cano says she hopes the ability to vote early and in person will inspire many voters to check voting off the to-do list before Tuesday. Atascadero Fire and Emergency Services has announced the passing of its former fire chief, Michael Paul McCain. McCain passed away peacefully at the age of 77 on May 17th. There will be a procession with Mike's family from Chapel of the Roses to Pine Mountain Cemetery in Atascadero on Friday, May 29th, for the graveside service beginning at 11 a.m. Details of these and other stories coming up. Cloudy today with about a quarter inch of showers, highs in the mid-50s. It's 52 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage of Atascadero. Ready to help you with conventional FHA, VA, or reverse mortgage. Call 805-466-3598.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care, all your vehicle needs, everything you want.
Fox News, I'm Sue Guzman. The U.S. launching new attacks in Iran, intercepting four Iranian drones near the Strait of Hormuz. The strikes described as self-defense. On Wednesday, President Trump was asked whether he and the U.S. would sign a short-term deal to allow Iran and Oman to control the Strait of Hormuz.
We're going to watch over it. We'll watch over it, but nobody's going to control it. That's part of the negotiation that we have. They would like to control it. Nobody's going to control it. It's international waters, and Oman will behave just like everybody else. So we'll have to blow them up. They understand that. They'll be fine.
A government official in Kenya says 16 students died in an overnight fire at a girls' school in central Kenya. 79 others were injured. And a former high-ranking CIA official arrested, charged with criminal theft of public money after FBI agents found $40 million worth of gold bars at his home. America's listening to Fox News.
When it comes to selling your home in the North County, one agent can only do so much.
That's why we show up as a team.
I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Karen Peek.
And we're the Peek team.
And equal partners in every sale.
Pricing, marketing, negotiations.
We both do it all.
Two professionals reviewing every detail.
Two voices advocating for you at every step.
We tag team the work.
So nothing gets missed.
One mission.
Sell your home with minimized headaches.
We're the Peek team.
At Peek Realty.
And we work together for you.
Thinking about selling your home in North County? Reach the Peek team at Peek Realty. Just Google Peek Realty, that's P-E-E-K Realty. The Peak Team at Peak Realty live wonderfully on the Central Coast.
VRE number 021-99910.
Ten minutes away from seven at the Right Choice, KPRL. Sports is brought to you by the Mattress Specialist.
NHL playoffs, game four of the Eastern Conference Finals in Montreal. The Hurricanes scored three times in less than 3 minutes in the first period and blew by the Canadiens 4-0 for a 3-1 lead in their best of seven. Carolina also held Montreal to just 18 shots on goal and can punch their ticket to the Stanley Cup Finals at home tomorrow night. Baseball, the Cubs finally put that 10-game losing streak to bed, pounding the Pirates 10-4, a relief for manager Craig Counsell.
It's nice it's gone, you know, and it starts over tomorrow and you got to win a game tomorrow. But, you know, we needed it. The room needed it. We all needed it. And we played a good game tonight.
Ian Happ had a 3-run homer and 5 RBI. Philly shut out the Padres 3-0. Christopher Sanchez extended his scoreless inning streak to 44 2/3, passing the franchise record set by Grover Cleveland Alexander in 1911. Five Tigers pitchers combined on a two-hitter as they blanked the Angels 4-0. Garrett Cole and the Merry Old Souls combined on a four-hitter as the Yankees trounced the Royals 7-0. Red Sox snapped a five-game skid by whitewashing the Braves 8-0. Brewers were held hitless through seven innings, then broke through in the eighth to edge the Cardinals 2-1. The dub goes to reliever Aaron Ashby. He's now 9-0, leading the league in wins. Mariners manhandled the A's 9-1 to sweep into first place in the AL West. Orioles routed the AL East leading Rays 11-2 to complete that sweep. Five straight wins and 10 of the last 11 for the Diamondbacks after they tripped the Giants. Mets down the Reds to stop that five-game slide. Astros edge the Rangers. Yordan Alvarez with his second consecutive two-homer game. He's up to 20 on the season. That's Thursday Sports.
All righty. Sports was brought to you by the Mattress Specialist. Sleep tight each and every night, 13th and Riverside in Paso Robles.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Michael's Optical, proudly serving you since 1979 in Atascadero. All right, here we go. Rain likely today and maybe steady by this afternoon. Highs only in the mid to upper 50s. Some more rain tonight, ending late tonight and overnight with lows with some clouds in the low 40s. And we'll end up having mostly sunny skies on Friday with highs expected in the mid-70s. Saturday, low 80s, upper 80s on Sunday, and Monday and Tuesday we'll have low 80s. And next Wednesday, expected to be 90 degrees. Today's UV index, despite the rain, 10 up and down, 5:51 a.m., 8:11 p.m. We are at 52. Weather was brought to you by the good folks at Michael's Optical, where they offer quality frames and glasses from infants to adults. The Right Choice, KPRL. It is 7 minutes away from 7 o'clock.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
Hooter, 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 hooter.
The world-famous pet alert is brought to you by Uncle Ed's in Atascadero. As we check in to see what animals may be out there and get them where they need to be, and that is home, safe, and sound. All right, as I look to my left here, there is nothing to report on the world-famous pet alert, but Mr. Garcia, here you go.
You ready?
Okay, this, boy, what do you, I don't know what I call it. All right, this, it's food, and it's something that you would make a sandwich out of, but it can be turned into diamonds.
It can be turned into diamonds.
Yeah.
But you can make a sandwich out of it.
You can make a sandwich out of this stuff, but it can be turned into diamonds, according to this.
Oh.
And let me say, there would be no involved with this sandwich. It would be,
delicious, huh?
I think so.
I don't know. Anything that can be made into a sandwich and into diamonds?
Well, okay, I'll give you a hint.
I could use one.
Okay, regarding this sandwich.
Sure.
When I say delicious, particularly on nice soft white bread.
That doesn't help.
Oh, come on.
Almost any sandwich can go good on nice, soft white bread.
No, this in particular, with nothing added to it except this, with the right white bread.
Hmm.
Oh, man.
Peanut butter.
There you go.
Peanut butter, really?
It says right here, peanut butter can be turned into diamonds.
Okay.
I don't, you know, we'll have to ask Al.
Sure. Do that later, yeah.
Yeah, ask Al later if this is the truth or are these people that I get this stuff from are absolute whack jobs. Let's see, it says, useless facts everyone should know. So, folks, it's nice to know we're useless. So, if anybody can verify that and how long it would take and so forth. World Famous Peddler was brought to you by Uncle Ed's Outfitters in Atascadero. All right, here we go. Trivia brought to you by Joe's Place, Pass Robles in Templeton, and of course the One Niner Diner. You're qualifying for a gift certificate. Contest rules do apply. They are on file. Okay, you got to tell me who this is or what it's referring to. This person wrote a series of novels. Okay, and he drew his wartime service and his career as a journalist for much of the background detail and depth of his novels. Who am I referring to or what am I referring to? 238-577-5238-KPRL. And this was during the World War II. Naval Intelligence Division during the Second World War. I better be careful there. Anyway, he drew from his wartime service and his career as a journalist for much of his background detail and depth of his novels. Who or what am I referring to? 238-577-5238-KPRL. Let's see here. He died very young. He was only 56 when he passed away. However, I will say that his name and his novels live on and probably will for many moons to come. All right, who or what am I referring to? Hi, good morning.
I'm going to go with Ernie Pyle.
No, not Ernie Pyle. Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Ernie Pyle.
No, not Ernie Pyle. While working for, let me see if I told you, he wasn't working for the United States during World War II. He was working for some other country. And let's see here. His novels, which were published in the early 50s, became a series in the, I'm not going to finish that. We'll see if this person has it. Hi, good morning.
Robert Ludlum.
No. Hi, good morning.
Ian Fleming, James Bond novels.
Yep, Ian Fleming, the Bond, the James Bond novels. Do you enjoy the novels or the movies?
I've seen the movies. I never had a chance to read books.
Okay, well, yeah, it's easier to watch the movies, I always say. All right, sir, man.
Yeah.
May I have your name, please?
Paul Morgan.
What is it, Paul Morgan?
That's correct, sir.
All right, take care and enjoy. Bye.
Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil on Armada Drive. Paso Robles High School Athletic Department is now accepting nominations for the 2026 Bearcat Hall of Fame. Community members are encouraged to submit nominations for individuals or teams they believe have helped shape Bearcat athletics. The school district is also pleased to announce the appointment of a new director of district data assessment and plan management. Dwayne Castillo will serve in the role. Details of these and other stories coming up. Cloudy today with about a quarter inch of showers, highs in the mid-50s, it's 53 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil. Look for the circus wagon off the 101.
Ian Fleming wrote his first Bond novel, Casino Royale, in 1952. He was 44 at the time and, of course, went on. He also wrote the children's story, Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. That was in 64, and he died August 12th, 1964. He was 56. He was a heavy drinker and smoker. Several heart attacks.
One choice for news. This is KPRL Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 7 o'clock.